can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting question answered here on the podcast, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com. We'll ask you to ask your question, and then we'll share it here on the podcast, and we'll get it answered. Today, we have a question from Marie.
Hey, ladies. Thank you so much for this podcast. We have 4 properties, and you have helped us every single step of the way. Like, unreal. Right now, we are wondering if we should get a PMS. We have 4 properties. They're all on Airbnb and they're doing well, but we're about to bring on a 5th and we're wondering if like now is the time. But we are truly overwhelmed with all the options. So how do we decide which PMS to use? How did you guys decide? And what is important to look for when you are deciding? Thank you guys so much. Love you.
Marie, we love you too. And that was the enthusiasm behind the podcast was really appreciated. No, that's great. And I was just reminiscing with Annette. I was telling her, like, I remember exactly where I was when I just finally decided to like get a spreadsheet out and all the different property management softwares I was considering back in the day and then doing like a pros and cons list and like doing my own comparison because there are a ton of options. It is overwhelming. Everyone has like a reason why they like the one that they're using. And
well, every host has a reason why, and then every business has a reason why they're better than the other company.
Yeah. And we're going to answer Marie's question, but then we're also going to get into the nuances of the PMS software itself. To answer your question, Marie, how did we decide? Well, it was like that. We did a pros and cons. And if you haven't yet used a property management software, which is most cases, right, you have to ask yourself, what do you wish you could do now that you cannot do very easily or that's taking you a lot of time, that's really frustrating you about only being on, you know, whether it's Airbnb or Vrbo or what have you. So I did, that's what I did. And I didn't like how like I had to log into, because at that time, I'm trying to remember, like I had a couple pieces of software and they weren't talking to anything because at the time Airbnb didn't talk to software either. So I was having to like go to all these different places to run the business. It was in like, you know, somewhere around 2016 or something, 17 like that. And so it's not like it was like back in the early days, right? Like automations and technology existed. Like there has to be a better way. And so then I started shopping around. Obviously, I went and found out like reviews from other hosts. So I would go into like whether it was like Facebook groups or ask my hosting friends or local hosting groups and just get like authentic feedback. Like, what are you using? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And I would write those remarks down. And here's the thing I think everyone should do is narrow it down to like 2 or 3 options and then hop on a sales call with them and see who you jive with. Like what salesperson is the most helpful? Ask them, like, if I have a question, because I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I'm doing my hosting work at like 10 o'clock at night, my time, 11 o'clock. I do it when I can sometimes. And I want to be able to ask a question in chat and not have to wait to the next day. Like that's where we're at here in this world of customer support is like customers want help when they want it and how they want it. And so there's so much tech out there. Like whoever can have the best customer service, in my opinion, wins because getting my questions answered ASAP. I hate having to put a support ticket in and then waiting to get a response, what, day, 2 days later, especially when it comes to hosting, you want to know right away. So customer support for me too was huge.
I think knowing where you want to go with your business is important too.
1,000%.
That's something I feel like a lot of us will choose something before we really think through, am I going to grow the business? Is this something that I can grow into? We always want to put Band-Aids on problems. At least that's normally what I do, is just get the quick fix of what's going to help, but not really thinking through growth. And also in that decision-making process, sometimes I have fell victim to falling for the least expensive solution because that's what I could afford at the time. Sarah and I have experienced a lot of growing pains this way. And then having to do those upgrades, which we're like, why did we not just invest a little bit more at the time? And we understand, like, money is, you know, you've always got to make the decision on money. But I think really thinking through your growth, and if you get to that next stage, how much time is it going to take you to switch over? Or is it going to be able to be capable to do what you want to do? So I also that just taking a moment once you're doing that review of just thinking about your business too, of like, hey, if I incorporate this PMS, could I bring on maybe co-hosting clients? And what does that look like? And can I bring on more properties? And like, think about, if you do streamline this stuff, what is that going to open up for you? And so just kind of taking a little step away from your current status and thinking about the future.
And that's why it's really important too. This exercise is going to be difficult, but taking the time to really think through it, just get a pen and paper and just sit in quiet and then really think about it. Because what I didn't realize, whenever I got on a sales call, I talked through the salesperson with how I run my business. So let me give you an example. At the time, I mean, I'm still co-hosting or property manager, but what it was, in, I was like, okay, so I'm a co-host on, you know, whatever it was, 12 other properties, plus I own my own. And I need to make sure that all these properties can, and the salesperson like, oh, okay, wait a minute. So if they're not all under your Airbnb account and you like are co-hosts on other people's Airbnb account, then you're going to have to move them to yours. And at the time, I didn't want to do that. Like, I was selling the feature that like my clients had their own Airbnb listings. I became a co-host on it. So if ever we didn't work out, they kept their listing with all their reviews. It was a selling, it was a marketing situation for us. And so that wouldn't work with a lot of property management softwares at the time. So right there, it like narrowed down. So really thinking about how you run your business now, plus what Annette just said with where you want to go, is going to be crucial. Because I will tell you this, changing from one PMS to another is hard. They will sell you on the fact that they'll help you migrate, like whether you want to upgrade or whatever, and they will. But make no mistake, you still have to be involved, and it is still time consuming, and double bookings will happen. Reservations will get lost. The emails will go out to your guests and you don't want them to. So if you can think about where you're at plus where you want to be and try to find the best software for you with taking all that into consideration, I think is best.
And making sure you have the time to implement it too. Yeah. I think that's the other thing, that people want to get up and running like yesterday on things. But it's also slow down to speed up and make sure that you have the proper time in your life carved out that you can onboard with the PMS that you choose also.
Before pressing record, Annette and I were talking about this too. We're like, okay, four properties. Well, Airbnb's host fees are getting to be so astronomical for some hosts. It's like 15% for a lot of hosts. And there's debate on whether or not that 15% is whether you're connected to a PMS or not. We've seen it for both. So I don't think there's a hard and true fact there. Regardless, and I was like, I understand that it is expensive, or, you know, Airbnb is charging you this host fee, so maybe you should just, you know, just use Airbnb. But then you think about, well, no, that's expensive. So like, if I'm in this for the long haul, I need to work on my direct booking site, and I need to work on getting email addresses so I can do my own marketing and get to a point. It might take 1, 2, 3 years to see the results of that labor, but I still believe it to be very important, because there's also those stories, and we've talked about them here in the podcast, where hosts get suspended, they get removed completely, no explanation. Maybe it's a glitch, but then how much money did you lose because you have no control over being on that OTA? So while yes, Airbnb gives us so much for so little, you know, 15%, or some of you are still at the 3% or what have you, and you're like, well, why do I need to get off this platform? And I'm just saying, if you were truly in this for the long haul, investing in a PMS, I do believe, is an important business decision that you need to make.
And thinking about that direct booking through your PMS and how they could help you with that also.
Hey, new hosts, are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today. Let's give Murray some options of softwares that people talk about often in our sphere, from our mastermind group to our DMs. We talked a ton of you in our Instagram DMs. You guys email us. And of course, we go to a ton of live events and we get to meet these software companies too. So off the bat, the easiest one to share with all of you is Hostfully, because that's the software that we use. And I have been using it for years and years and years now. And here's how I came to choose Hostfully amongst all the options that were available. I liked how Hostfully wasn't trying to be good at all the different functions. It wasn't saying like, use our pricing, our dynamic pricing tool, use our, you know, lock tool, use our, it wasn't trying to be good at every single thing. It boasted having a strong API connection with all the other technology that I wanted to bring in or someday bring in, right? Like that's what they were. And I liked that because I was like, you know what, when you try to be good at everything, then you're good at nothing. And so I remember wanting to get Price Labs and I trusted that brand and I had heard so many hosts who had great success with it. So I wanted it to connect with that. And I didn't want to use a software's built in, you know, because it probably would be, you know, not as good as when you focus on something and expands, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So that's why I chose Hostfully. Plus, I'm not going to lie, I love the CEO. I think Margot's awesome. She's a female. I liked that. Plus, David, the co-founder with Margot, he got started hosting himself. Like, I just liked that they were involved in the short-term rental industry and they understood because they were hosts themselves. That meant a lot to me. So that's why I chose Hostfully. I still use Hostfully today. My favorite thing about Hostfully still is the customer support. I can be on there at 2 a.m. and sometimes it takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes for them to get back to me. But there is always someone who can at least point me in the right direction. If they don't have the exact answer, they're like, hey, read this. You know, here's this thing from our wiki, our education for the software. I think I interpret it like this, but this doesn't help you. I'll definitely connect you with our tech in the morning. So at the very least, it's that, right? It's not like, hey, submit a ticket and we'll get back to you like 24 hours, 48 hours from now. So I love that. And for me, it's been just easy to use and make work for my business, no matter how I property manage, whether I'm a co-host on someone's account or not, that doesn't matter. But Annette and I always want to be trustworthy and transparent too. So there are other great softwares out there other than Hostfully. And we think it's important that you know about that because there might be a reason why Hostfully isn't right for you. And we don't want to pigeonhole you into something that's not right for you. For example, one of our community members, Carrie, loves Logify. So does one of our coaches, Mike. Mike loves Logify as well. And one thing they love about Logify is their beautiful websites that you can get through using the software. And Logify really promotes SEO. It's something that they're very good at. And they really champion direct booking. So there's a lot of education there. The way they build their websites is to help you really maximize your direct booking capability. I mean, they all do, you know, right? Hostfully does as well. But I do know that Carrie and Mike and many others in our mastermind have gotten a lot of great growth from using Lodgify. So that's another one that gets talked about a lot. A third one, back in the day, I would work with hosts and help them onboard onto their property management softwares. And OwnerRes is really cool because, man, OwnerRes was built for hosts by hosts, and the capabilities in the technology is incredible. But here's where I don't think OwnerRes is incredible, is it's not very pretty on the back end. And it's kind of hard to, I don't know, to wrap your... Some people are very visual. Mm-hmm. Like our coach, Wendy, she loves Hospitable. And Hospitable feels very Airbnb to me. It's very pretty.
The design is good, yeah.
Yeah,
it's more Mac versus PC.
Yeah.
So OwnerRes is probably more PC.
1,000%.
That's how you'd like make that design differential that people can relate to. Or like Microsoft Office versus like, yes, Google Suite.
And I mean, to be fair, I want to be fair to OwnerRes too. It's like, yes, it's like Microsoft Office sounds outdated and old. And while it looks that way, its features are not. Like, you can do all the like automations of, you know, the direct booking and the emailing and the triggering so that the guest gets this if this happens and whatnot. And it connects with all the software out there. But Wendy, our other coach, loves Hospitable. And she's been a Hospitable user and champion for years. Yes, because it's pretty, but also because it has evolved over the past, you know, 5-6 years. And it's really a powerful tool for us smaller hosts. I'm trying to think if there's any other softwares.
Guesty, HostAway, FutureStay. There's like,
I can comment on all those. Guesty is very expensive, but our other coach, Amy, swears by it. She's like, it's worth it. And so does our friend Ben. And Ben manages well over 100 properties. Mm-hmm. And he loves the capabilities of the reporting. And it actually has its own payment processing feature. So those are very interesting features. What else did you say? HostAway has this feature that if you run more like a hotel, I don't actually know if like Lodgify and Hostfleet don't do these things. So I don't want to say these softwares don't. But I know HostAway, for example, a property I used to manage wasn't with HostAway because they sell these bungalows. And instead of like telling the guests like, hey, you can choose which bungalow you want, it's more like a hotel where, oh, if you want a one bedroom, one bath, it'll assign you the first one that's available for the dates that you want, right? Mm-hmm. And then it'll automatically like tell the next guest to go to that next one. So it's kind of got that more like, I don't know what to call that, but like it's like a hotel type feature. And then if you're looking to really, like you want to be huge, if you're out there, you're a co-host and you're aspiring to be big, two softwares that come to mind that people love are Track and Streamline. I know Pam from our group, mm-hmm, just upgraded to Streamline because of where she's going and the growth of her business. And she's been obsessed. First of all, she commented on how great the migration from her current PMS is to Streamline and that the support has been incredible. But it's a very powerful property management software. You do pay for it. Like, there's a pretty penny when you come to pay for it. So I hope, Marie, all of these options help you decide. But it really comes down to, I would put pen to paper. I would really think about how you operate in your business now, what's important for you to keep, what's important for your future growth. But anyone listening who's interested, we do have really some special offers with both Hostfully and Lodgify. And we're working with Lodgify this month to amplify how great they are, especially when it comes to building your direct booking website and promoting SEO. But we'll also link to Hospitable. We'll link to OwnerRes and the other PMS that we mentioned in this episode. So if you want to check them out. And we didn't even skim the surface. Like, there are so many out there. But to help you kind of narrow it down, those are some great options to get you going. And with that, I am Sarah Kerr-Kane.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.